we went to, I thought we were just going to do teacher training is actually what we thought we were going to do, and then vacation Bible school. Well, God gave us the opportunity to go to a church dedication. And if you're in the United States and you're doing a church dedication, you go to church. And you see the church is a big church, everything's new. Well, we started going down this road. And I'm telling you, this road just kept getting smaller and smaller. And I'm going, I see some bushes. And there was a church. The crazy thing is, we went through a rice rebellion to get to this, but that's another story. And we'd go down this road, and then there's like all these bushes, and then there'd be a village, and then there'd be a church there. And you're going, oh, isn't that pretty? You know, because it was just a small little, you wouldn't know it was a church, really. But we went in there, and we were sitting outside, and out in the back is like these fields, and that's why you could see, and you're looking at all these people, and they're beautiful, and you're just thinking, this is so cool, just being out there. They're just like little flowers that, you know, when they're singing, the fragrance is going up to the Lord. Well, we're sitting there enjoying everybody and everything, because it was like one of our first days there. Well, not first day, but first day we kind of got to go out and about. Well, the next thing I know, we're going into the church, and the church is, they're making a big deal out of it. I mean, it was a big deal to get dedicated there. From what the men have to do to, James will tell you about that. But anyway, just to have scissors. Sometimes they didn't even have scissors to cut the little ribbon to go across the threshold. That's it. Of the church. See how cute that is? I mean, it's on a little plate. Who would have thought of that, making it special like that? And we're like all going, oh, that's so neat. And we're just like going, oh. And look at his face. This is the pastor. He was so excited, he could hardly stand himself. And they're standing there in a serious picture because it's a serious occasion. But I was like all smiles because I thought, this is so fun. So we got to go into the church. And the church was probably about this big. And that was a big deal. And the thing is it had more room because there was no chairs in it because everybody's sitting on the floor. That was a surprise to me because I can't get down like I used to. No, it's the getting down I can do. It's the up I can't do. That's it. I remember now. But you're sitting there, and the next thing, they had chairs for us, and we're sitting there, and people are gathered all around. And Bob, the leader of the EMI thing, he goes, well, Becky, what are you going to talk about? I came to watch. I wasn't planning on talking. And so I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. I don't know. I don't have anything to say because I'm thinking I'm there. I know I was there for teacher training and for vacation Bible school, not dedicating a church. So then it was like God just like, you know, hit you in the head, kind of like, duh, you're in India. Talk. Just start. You have things to say. Or dancing, whichever you feel like doing. So I ended up, I go, Lord, what can I say? What can I say? And so what I decided to do is I go, okay, I'm going to just start practicing my story for vacation Bible school. And so I got up and I looked out at everybody, and they're as beautiful as you are, just sitting there, ready to listen to God's word. And I just started speaking about creation, went on to creation, and then about God had a plan for them. And the thing is India has all these gods. I mean, we saw all of these idol things everywhere. And I'm going, oh, that's kind of creepy, you know. But then I'm like going, okay, we only have one God. They worship everything there. You can't step on an ant because they're worshiping the ant. You can't step on a bug. You don't hit a cow, for heaven's sakes, even though it's crossing the road right in front of you on a freeway. Is that crazy or what? Come on. But anyway, the thing was, is that they worshiped everything. So we just went into the whole thing. God had a plan. And he did have a plan. He had a plan for everybody's life. And the thing is that I had Johnson interpreting, and I was up there, and I forgot the story of, like, what exactly happened afterwards. You know how you just get blank, like, all of a sudden, like, I know God created the world. So I looked over at Johnson, and I'm going, okay, you know the story, just tell him. Is that so great that you have an interpreter who knows the story? So he just kind of got the the right order. I knew the, you know, the thing. So, and then I'm talking, and then it's like, so, I mean, really, God was great, wasn't he? So, but the end of it, I just told him, I go, the church is here to be able to have a place that you can come and ask questions. You can come and find out who this God is. He has a plan for your life. You can come and talk to the pastor. Well, as I'm thinking, I'm going, oh, thank the Lord, I'm done. I was giving praise for that. Well, I'm looking over at Johnson. Johnson goes, why didn't you give an altar call? Somebody else's church, for crying out loud. I'm not going to give an altar call. Because I'm thinking I'd be offensive. You know, I would be offending it. And then it, like, after I start thinking about it, I go, I am never going to go anywhere again and not. If I'm able to preach the gospel of Christ, I'm going to give an altar call and let the chips fall where they may. Because God gave, I mean, I am just a regular person from California who is in India talking to a village of people who are hungry. And Johnson was saying, he goes, you don't understand. He goes, there's people from the whole village is there. I mean, because I could see them sticking out their faces through the window. They were at the doors looking in, listening. They were listening, and just, I kept thinking, it's really not my words. It was God's living word that was changing their life. Is that the coolest thing or what? I hate these scars. Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, I've got to do that. And I left from there going, I would never, ever again be afraid to speak. If God gave me the opportunity to speak, I'm going to. I'm used to children, small animals, older people who can't really hear or they don't really get the thing, you know. Because, you know, I'm thinking I'm used to those people. I'm not used to, like, regular people, adults, similar to yourself. You know, talking to them, because I'm not. I'm used to that, the little children, and I thought, no, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I'm not going to be afraid to talk, because God's word is the ones that change their lives. And is that the greatest thing in the world? Yes. Jeff had questions, four questions that we were supposed to answer. Okay, how has this experience changed you? Well, I just told you I'm never going to change. I'm never going to give up a chance to speak, and I'm never, ever not going to ask people if they want to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And since I'm up here, does anybody? Okay, just checking. I was just making sure. Okay, what did you leave on the mission field? Well, I honestly think, because I got to know Johnson because we talked a lot. I feel like I helped him have enthusiasm on how to tell stories. I think that's what I gave to him personally, to everybody else. Who knows? What did you take on the mission field? Well, we took a lot of clothes. I took a lot of underwear. And what did I leave? What did I bring home? Emptier suitcases filled with dirty underwear. Because you're sweating. Come on. You did that. So that's what I did. And that was... Yay. Oh. Okay, this one is serious, since I have to tell this. Because Dawn said I had to. When we were leaving the teacher training, and Don was telling you how emotional it was, because they're standing up and we're leaving, walking through, and people are crying, because we'll never probably ever see these people again until we're in heaven. So we're leaving and we're walking, and you're crying. I didn't think I was going to be crying so much. So we're walking through it, and we're touching people and just, you know, saying goodbye. And we go outside, and they had a canopy with a bunch more people, because the whole church was filled and then outside was filled, and I'm going out there, and there's this woman, this older woman. She was crying, and I'm crying, and I'm hugging her, and she took my tears that I had on my face, took them and put them in her mouth. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's just like what God does for us when he takes our tears. He gathers them up. Okay, if I wasn't crying before that, I'm telling you I was then, because it was just so special. That was a special thing. I didn't really want to share that because I keep thinking that's like a really cool treasure I wanted to keep for myself. But I needed to let you guys know God does these things for you when you go on these trips. Even if you're at home and you're cutting out things or you're just praying or you've given money, you cannot tell me that God does not do something special for you to let him let you know that you're one of his kids and he thinks you're special too.